What's going on, Space Rangers? Honorary? You got your black card? You in there too? But nah. This is season 12, episode 6. Greatest Disney television animation. We're doing a bracket, y'all. Back at it, you know. We got Green 5, Stay Alive, Jay Wright, Gold 4, What's the Score, Vega, Blue Foo, True to You.
Boo, he paused.
I couldn't think of something that quick.
You couldn't think of anything that quickly on that.
That nigga hate. He just hate.
Red one with the gun.
Okay. And the one in front of the gun list forever.
But,
hey.
The one.
What's the word, Larry?
So the word, blurred word of the day is defenestrate.
Defenestrate?
Yep, defenestrate.
Oh, deep.
That sounds like a sexual thing.
Sexual healing. But nah, what it actually means, and it could be sexual if you into that, to throw someone out of a window.
Hold on. What's the word again? Hold on.
In the street.
How do you get that from throwing them out the window? Like, huh?
Right.
Who made that?
That's based out of frustration, is what it's like.
Is a very, very strange language.
Frustrated, penetrated,
taking. That's not made up. No, that sounds like someone got some anger management.
Yeah, they got problems. They need to work on their eagerness to defenestrate somebody. But a good sentence would be, she had made up her mind that the woman had been defenestrated, although the official verdict has been suicide. The S word.
All right.
Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah. Right.
The S word.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. And it also can be known as, you know, to remove or dismiss someone from a position of power or authority. So that's probably what people use it for majority of the time.
Oh, like, yeah, oh, girl, that got fired.
They did. I can't say that on camera.
Oh yeah.
Can't say that on camera, but you know.
No, can't say that.
Some
no,
people,
no, can't
some
do
people
it.
People need that, but yeah. But,
no. So like your any type of Steven Seagal movie or Chuck Norris, yeah, you probably see somebody get defenestrated very much.
Yeah, I would not use it.
Right. But
I'm just throwing my window.
Yeah.
All right. Man, that's crazy.
That's an interesting word, though.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to throw that one out there."
Yeah. you know, hot topics. Delroy Lindo has, you know, he said he wants to be in Black Panther 3, and
I think it should happen.
I think it should happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
I
would love to see that.
With Scary Movie 6 coming out, the Wayans have said they plan to do White Chicks 2 and Don't Be Menace to Society 2.
Yeah, I heard.
No,
yeah, I heard about the White Chicks, though. But
they say if it do well, yeah, they'll
support it.
Oh, yeah.
So sure. Get y'all black ass to the theaters.
Bring some white friends.
No. Everybody knows it's a joke. It ain't like nothing be.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Finding everybody in their movies and stuff.
Right.
That's cool.
Go to that side again.
That's gonna be good, bro.
Feed the streets.
There's controversy on the new Green Lantern show trailer because they don't glow green, and that suit in the closet, even though it's Doc Olive Green, apparently, they don't like that.
they can't ever do them right anyway, though. I'm not a huge Green Lantern fan, but it's like they must hate them. They can never do them right.
Between them and Bleed, bro. There's always something going on. So,
yeah. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I can go. Yeah, this is big right now. This is happening right now. All right. So you make whatever comment, you know, you ain't got a comment. Apparently Nintendo is suing the US government over tariffs though.
Yep.
That's big.
Yeah,
that's
Yeah, that's huge. I agree. I totally agree with that. No, I totally agree with that though. They have every right to do this though because it's some bullshit. Right. Like there should be no reason why we should be that fucking high on some fucking games. Really?
Yeah. Nintendo gonna try to get their money now, too.
But you know,
I just hear that too. I just hear that.
And freaking Xbox got a new project coming out called Project Helix. So it's the next console.
They need to go ahead, like we said.
All right. Now, mind you, the CEO just stepped down. They got a new one in there.
Good luck to her on that part.
So it's like, who knows what's gonna happen, bro.
I mean, it's a chick. What would you think?
I root for is Peter Weller.
Do you feel like it's a make or break situation? Like, is the game doing well?
For some fans.
You talking for the Xbox itself, or you just talking about just
the,
like?
Yeah, like, well, the Xbox and for the person that is, like, in control now. And that's like their big first launch.
She's gonna have a lot on her plate. I know that much.
Because she never even played a game before, bro.
No, she has not at all. She don't even know how you CEO and you never played a game in your life.
That's crazy. And then like at the same time, Xbox right now compared to all the other competitors like Sony, Nintendo, all them, they really low right now. Like PC, like they like Xbox is not really doing all that well.
No, it's not at all. Ever since the price increase, and then, like I said, when CEO stepped down, and then she took over. I'm like, and then she talking about doing an AI kind of thing or whatever. I was like, this is about to get ugly.
Yeah, so we don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, Xbox been out making a game sphere.
It's gonna be the Avenir, bro.
Yeah, but it might just fall for all we know. But at
this point, box ain't good enough. Good.
It's not looking good.
That box ain't good enough, man.
Stupid.
It ain't the same.
Cannot.
Hey, man.
Oh, I feel bad for that. I really do.
That water on there.
They had
the charges like that.
it just idiot in office doing his stupid thing, but whatever.
All right. Peter Weller, the original RoboCop, gives his take on sinners, how beautiful it is, and that. I mean, because he's apparently part of the Oscar committee, he said, or something like that. And I was like, oh,
cool.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
RoboCop.
Say that jump then.
Right, make sure they win something then.
It's like, they need to, man. You know, Mr. Tendonism has got the trademark. The lawyer gave it to him.
Yeah.
He's doing his own thing. He's supposed to be doing something with Keith Lee, too. I think like a food truck or something.
I love it.
They were trying to do my boy bad. They were trying to do everything. Yeah, I know. I said something to the dude in the comments. Trying to steal on stuff. I was like, you know, you need to go eat a tender dick. That's probably what he needed. Yeah, that's tendonism for him. But anyway, One Piece, March 10th. Season 2.
Give me time to watch the first season.
Yes, sir.
Is it Invincible?
I approve.
Is Invincible? Yeah. Oh, is it March 18th?
Yep, I'm ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And March coming with the heat, boy.
I can't wait. I'm stoked now.
Boys next month. Yeah. It's like a lot of shows are just coming out.
It's spring. Right. It's heating up in this motherfucker, boy.
Yes.
You man should live through it.
The clock go forward on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's all I get.
Oh, crap. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Like, the day's about to be longer.
That means I'm about to lose some sleep. Oh, no.
Lose an hour.
Yeah, you better get the naps in.
But the day is going to be longer, though. You won't get out of work, and it'd be dark already.
That part. Sure.
And shout out to our Black Ranger. You know, he's feeling well.
Yeah.
I mean, the video is old, but it's been getting a lot of great reviews. The intro video he made, I did a solo post of it. It began a lot of great reviews.
Neat.
So that's dope. Yeah, and then the Crush of the Day, I don't know, this season, I must be picking them.
Hey, they cooking. Another one.
This might be the best season in Crescent.
Shout out to Red One.
And this is what I do too. If you ever see me posting on Thursday, it's because that same thing again. Like, because I want their permission, and I don't want to post a good video. Then they're like, can you pay that down? But it's not a bad video. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get the same.
You know what I'm saying? That whole junk that happened last night.
I don't need no smoke. I don't want no smoke.
Yeah. I always consent first.
Yeah. I always try to ask them, like, you know, I mean, even though it's an appreciation post.
Right.
Everybody,
that was at my job. I always be like, now, if something happened, you want me to call the ambulance, right? Because I don't want to assume that y'all be trying to sue somebody. They can get you. It's crazy how they can sue you for calling the ambulance without their permission.
Nowadays people can sue you for anything, bro. Mm-hmm.
That part.
That's what happened to Mr. Incredible, honestly. He got sued.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly trying to save somebody. He got sued.
That's crazy. I get sued for trying to save somebody.
Yo, that movie was good, bro.
I'll fight him. I'm not going to lie.
He was in the courtroom like, are you serious right now?
No, that's a while ago. I'm saving your ass and you sued me for saving you? Okay.
With a neck brace on.
Heat me up, bro. Yeah.
Why destroy their house?
Right. It's going down. But shout out to Red One.
Oh, shit.
The Black 3 for the intros. But also, shout out to Blue 2. Just having a birthday recently.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting old.
Yeah, getting wise.
Yeah. Coworkers gave me a little car. I'm like,
dang.
Hey, appreciate it.
Okay. Fixes and stuff. I said, yeah, I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling it. I appreciate it though, man. I do.
Marsh babies gotta stick together.
I got an aunt and uncle birthday in March, my dad's birthday in March, and a brother's birthday in March.
Yes,
my brother.
Birthday in March.
My sister and my dad's birthday in March.
So it's just like everybody.
That's crazy. The best. It's Halloween, baby. It's Halloween.
Wow.
And shout out to Gold 4 because he don't snore.
What?
Giving out shout outs today, man.
I hope we don't store now, bro.
I know I don't.
That's great, man. I'm gonna record him one day.
Right, gotta put it to a test.
Yeah, wow.
Like, nah.
Well, getting into the episode, we found this the cartoon bracket online, and decided to talk about it. My computer better not start doing that funny jump.
You know how it go. But we all grew up on that good old Disney Channel.
Man,
yes.
I miss them.
Those were the days for sure.
We ain't gonna technically go by what they said, like. Mm-hmm. Let's use the second round. We're going to do it ourselves. Okay, there we go.
So I can see this hoe. All right. Oh, this is some pretty good some shows. pretty good shows. Yeah. Now I ain't never heard of Wonder Over Yonder. Now I don't know what the hell.
Wonder Over Yonder. What the hell is that?
And, right up there with Kim Possible. I don't know what the hell that is.
What the dog?
One of the best shows in the decade.
What the dog doing? I mean, I'm going Kim Possible, bro.
Yeah, that's
that was a given.
Michael, you know what Wanda Over Yonder is?
Say it one more time for me. You said Wanda on Be Over, you said?
Wander Over Yonder.
Oh, Wanda Over Yonder. Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. I thought you said
I see it. I seen.
Oh,
I don't think so. I'm not too familiar with that.
I think I've seen this before.
Wonder
Over. It came out in 2013.
Hold on, let me see. What you said?
I seen that before.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I started watching Disney Channel around that time.
Yeah, me too.
I did not. Last year I was watching Disney Good was
2012. Like after Let It Shine came out, I stopped giving a fuck.
I don't remember.
Prince, what was you about to say about Kim Possible?
Oh no, he got my vote.
Kim
Possible. I mean, come on. I mean, you seen the movie, the show,
Kim Possible definitely got my vote.
Over that show, come on. Man.
So, okay, the next one is Fillmore versus Kick Buttkowski.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
I used to watch Kick Buttkowski.
I'm going with Fillmore though, but Kick Buttkowski was pretty decent.
It was a show about this dude who's a daredevil, basically. A little kid. Yep. He was like, I was doing daredevil stuff with his friends.
Oh, okay. I was like, ooh. That was on Jackass a little bit, but all right.
I know. Oh, see, it was on Disney XD. Okay.
Yeah. It was one of those. I used to watch Disney. Disney XD, I watched it way more than regular Disney.
I got you. It just got better.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
That's a cool name, too. They was cutting it close, Kick Butt. Okay.
I can't lie though. I probably go Kick, bro, because I did watch it more. I didn't really watch Fillmore as a kid,
because
I was on that Cartoon Network. I think when Fillmore came out,
Wow.
Yeah. So like I've seen a couple episodes of Fillmore, but not like a lot to really.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen both evenly. I would say. Is that y'all?
I'm going to go with Fillmore because I know more about Phil.
Fillmore.
Kick Buttkowski is good stuff. Yeah, I didn't really. I seen it, but I never watched it. So I'm going to have to go with what I know.
What you think, Michael?
Fillmore as well, yeah. I know Fillmore a little better than I know Kick.
All
right. Is that a tie?
No, it's not.
It's not 3-1.
That's a majority.
Okay. I ain't know if you had chose yet, Prince.
I see Fillmore. They got American Dragon, Jake Long against that monkey team, Hunger Force.
Bro, that's
Why would they do that? Kind of crazy. Wow. Okay, but this is the viewers. This is the people's choice, I guess.
It's the people that because we got this bracket from Facebook, so it's some Facebook group. They already have started this. I'm choosing Monkey Team Hunger Force. American Dragon Jake Long was good, but they lost me when they changed the animation. So
fair,
you know what?
Fair enough.
I might be right there with you just because I know that's a petty reason. Bro, I might be with you.
y'all need to watch Monkey Team. Yeah. I was glued to the TV.
Let y'all cook.
Yeah, definitely.
Cause the love story and all that was good and everything on Jake, but Super Robot Monkey had love story too. Also,
didn't they change the fucking theme song too with American Dragon Jake Long when they changed the animation?
Yeah, they changed everything.
They did. They changed everything. Everything got changed.
It's because they were like,
it's over.
It's because they were trying to make it more Asian like, which kind of. They shouldn't have
they're basically just stereotyping at this point. So
they should have just kept it the same.
That's the argument. In the second season, he was doing more dragon shit.
Yeah. And like since he was skinnier, he couldn't really move and fight like he did in the first season, you know. Like he was buff, so he could actually move his body. In the other one, he's limited because he's so skinny. So it's
That was kind of weird. And I was like, that felt weird.
Man, but what about season one though? Is season one strong enough to fight?
Bro, I don't know, man. Super Rock Monkey Team, bro. That has some hard hitting.
What the hell was that? Too.
It was one where
did I say the name?
They thought one of the monkeys died, bro, and like he was gone for a while, and he came back all silver. I think it was the black one. He came back all silver and stuff.
I think that's
it's another monkey. He was evil, like he betrayed them and stuff. Like he got all scarred up and looked ugly. Like
I don't know why that's funny, but that's funny as fuck.
he was clean. You don't understand. He was clean when he came back.
I'm gonna go with Jake Long off of nostalgia alone because I remember when it first came out and I was like, this shit was fire.
This but robot team I'm is like mad it,
at the other show though,
right?
Yeah,
and because that is a great show,
it is.
I just like how it feels like you know, like Power Rangers,
yeah, that's kind of what it is, really.
All that, Ultron, you know, just. I just like that vibe too, bro.
I'm the Matt Daddy Dragon from the NYC.
Both of them got nice openings too, bro.
That's true.
What'd you say, Michael?
See, that's rough though. See, I will go with Jake though. Then before the animations that took place in it, well, no, the alterations that took place in it, I will go with Jake for sure. Then though, but since then, since we're going with the Hunger, but I kind of like the the Hunger Force part because I was like, that's actually pretty cool. It reminds me of the Power Rangers. Because I grew up on Power Rangers.
I've seen it wrong. It's
Hyperfoot.
Yeah, Super Robot Monkey Team.
Hyperverse.
Yeah,
Hyperverse. Yeah,
that
jump
was clean.
Yeah, Hyperteam.
Right.
Yep.
And then they say their name, bro.
What the hell is that? Milo's Morpheus Love. All right, I'm skipping. My bad. What's that?
How do you say that? What did I say? Armadillo?
I can't see that.
How are you going to say that? What is that?
Amphibia.
Jarvis King Enhanced.
It's called Amphibia, and it's against Yin Yang Yo.
What is it?
I'm gonna just say Yin Yang Yo.
I ain't watched either one of them.
I seen Yin Yang Yo.
Oh, I see Amphibia. I always saw pictures of this.
Yin Yang Yo, ain't that one?
Amphibia, I never seen. It's one of the newer ones.
The only reason why I saw this because somebody shared a episode. It was like she was going Super Saiyan. I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, that came out in 2019.
Oh, yeah. Yin Yang Yo. Yeah, definitely Yin Yang Yo.
But come on, Yin Yang Yo, man.
Yeah, Yin Yang Yo.
training for martial arts. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that. That's for sure. Yin Yang Yo. Yin Yang Yo got my vote automatically.
And they got a hot opening, too. Like, come on, that rap. Come on, man. Yeah.
So Recess versus Milo's Murphy as well. Isn't that dude that?
That's that science show.
He kept getting hurt or something.
I think so. I think when he made like devices and stuff.
Milo.
Okay. Yep, that's it. Is he? He's getting in accidents and stuff or something like that.
Oh jeez. Yeah, I get it, but I'm going Recess on that.
Recess out.
No hesitation. Recess.
Yeah. I knew that's what that show was. It was like, I seen a few of those. But yeah, Recess is goated. That got blown out the water.
Does that say Adventures of Gummy Bears?
Yeah, the Adventures of Gummy Bears and the Dalmatians.
Yeah, these people got taste.
Should we show some pictures of the shows too or nah? I was thinking to do it. Should we just keep going?
If it's smooth, if the transition is smooth, if not, then
I'm all for whatever y'all say.
Yeah, if Prince, yeah. if you can
yeah.
do it,
if we don't, yeah, if we don't know it, then yeah, we can always.
I mean, if some, you know how my computer is. I do little. I can remove mine if somebody else can present theirs, and then I can jump back and forth.
Right.
I try to do both. My character is going to, that soon as it start loading, he's like, oh, Prince disappeared. I don't know why. It don't, you got to love it. Let's shoot this. I feel like.
I guess just next time then, since we ain't do it.
Mm-hmm. It's probably gone because then you're going to have to come back and.
We just do it.
Flipping back and forth. Yeah, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Technology don't love us like that, man.
I'm going recess though.
So recess moving on.
Wait, hold on. We ain't done the first round.
No.
Oh, we were still on that one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're still going down. Yeah, we're still going down.
My fault. Adventures of Gummy Bears against 101 Dalmatians.
The Adventures of Gummy Bears. I know that show all too well.
I never watched it, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
I think I've seen pictures of that, John.
Yeah, I know Adventure Gummy Bears. Yeah, so.
Is that from the 80s?
It's in the 90s, crazy. Actually.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's in the 90s.
Let me see. Adventure.
I think the Airbrow one is in the 90s.
I think
it's. I'm getting them mixed up.
I don't.
Yeah, no.
Wait,
no,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, come on, 1985.
Yeah, this is on 1985.
Hey, I ain't gonna 85? Hold you. Ooh, like, them gummy bears. If I remember correctly, that show was low key fire though.
I didn't watch this. So I can't say.
Yeah, it's good. I remember it's a good show. Bro. It's actually a good show.
The Dalmatian show ain't the same as the movie.
No, it's not.
So I might have to fuck with the gummy bears for real.
Yeah, like I said, I'll go with the gummy bears on this one for me. That's an automatic vote.
You can admit my vote. I ain't really watch it.
We ain't watched neither one of them.
I know. Definitely know the Gummy Bears. So, yeah.
All right.
Good show. It's actually a good show.
They both are good shows, eh? That's two against one. All right. Emperor's New School versus The Owl House. Right, that's Emperor's New School.
I ain't never seen Owl House. So
the new I heard Owl House was really good, but...
I fucked with New School. New School was good.
She
is grown.
They are
adults, right?
I guess you can say that. No, they in high school.
Oh, well, never mind. Yeah. She ain't fine at all.
Retarded, dude.
She disgusting.
I mean, kid me liked her, but she, I ain't really like her personality that much. She too Shrek. See, I don't really like that Shrek stuff.
He said, you got it.
Like, you got to do this. You got to do that. Like, I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, like you basically living the please, you ain't getting nothing out of it.
Bruh, like, I'm like, you can break the rules a little bit. Just a little bit.
Like the Owl House look like it's pretty cool though.
I heard it's really good.
Yeah, I heard Owl House is pretty good too.
I never heard of
magic stuff.
Yeah. I had to watch it. And there's somebody it got some good. We got 100% on Rotten Tomato.
Somebody heated at us. They picked.
Right. How dare you?
Owl House. Blurry Beyond.
Them ratings is pretty high for Owl House.
I'm saying the Owl House is actually pretty good. So
I can't switch because I ain't never seen it.
I ain't never seen it, so I can't even say.
I have to go with Owl House on this because I know it's good. Because I've seen it because I know it's good.
Hate on me, bro.
Well, I'm going with Emperor because I seen it.
Mm.
Hey, so. You.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. You seen it though. Yeah, then you go with you go what you know. I might be
mad at myself once I do watch Owl House and be like, damn it.
It's okay.
This shit good as hell.
Right.
Something right.
What's wrong with you?
What you mean?
You're floating in and out of consciousness.
Okay. Bars.
Stop.
Well, while he having technical difficulties, I will keep the show rolling.
Lord.
Nah. But I hope all you listeners having a wonderful time, you know.
Fucking retarded.
We love doing this. 12 seasons. Thank you.
12 seasons, we really be out here grinding for y'all.
And it's just talking about stuff we like, man. And y'all might, you know, potentially like, you know.
That's that blurred community.
Right. We're not fake. We're true to this.
Huh?
Shoot. It's all eyes on me.
On year three, bro, this nigga.
Right, okay? Like, I'm just like, all right, nah, he feeling himself today.
Let him cook. We going on year three, right?
Yeah.
And it's year three?
Yeah, going on year three.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Already.
We done been in some situations where niggas can't get past 5 episodes.
I wonder if we got some day ones still. That'd be crazy.
Hey.
So Emperor's New School.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Yeah. Michael chose Owl House.
I'm going with the Owl House because I know
it. Said so. New School, I think, too.
Yeah.
All right, I choose Emperor's New School, too.
Okay. But I'm gonna check out the Owl House. I want to see if that's good for real.
Ooh, Tailspins versus Tailspins versus Gargoyles.
Ooh,
crazy one.
Ooh,
I always love the opening.
God, that's crazy. I know that theme too well.
That theme hit, man. Gargoyle is good too, though.
Gargoyle is good, even though it's a little dark still, but yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's tough, though. Yeah, Tailspin with Gargoyle is tough. I ain't gonna lie. That's tough. Opening I like the most was definitely Tailspin, though, even though Gargoyle's a little bit dark a little bit, but it's still a great show. It's just
that's probably what got me is just Gargoyles, just because the way they do the darkness of the show.
Yeah, it's like you can really get into that. Like it reminds me of the Batman animated series, like
pretty much. Exactly. That's really what I was thinking.
Boy, it's like when that sun go down, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And we live again.
Go home.
I hate this, man, because that's hard.
That's crazy. I'ma go with Gargles, but that's a tough one. I hate
I hate that too, because like I said, Gargles.
That's tough.
Yeah. If anything, I love the opening for Tailspins for sure. And the show is still kind of fun to laugh at. But yeah, Gargoyles, it just reminds me of a lot, like you said, like Batman, like the Batman animated series or anything like that. Even the game itself can also be considered that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to go with Gargoyles.
The list over there is... Yeah, they got some.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at too. They got some fire ones over here too.
That side is even tougher.
Why?
Make you want to like, you know, you watch these as kids. You know, it's like make you want to watch it as an adult to see the differences of like.
Yeah.
Because you can understand it more.
Understand it more. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going with Gargoyles for my vote.
I'm gonna go with the Gargoyles, man.
Yeah, I got Tailspin.
I wish y'all was going to get somebody up.
Yeah.
Right, that part.
Like you said, they're opening. It's Gargoyles. Pepper Ann versus Phineas and Ferb.
This pisses me off.
I don't know, man. I did like Pepper Ann.
I really fucked with Pepper Ann.
Pepper Ann was in.
Phineas and Ferb was like
Purpose, like
they revolutionized Disney too.
I think it broke the record for most episodes for Disney, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. Hold on, let's see.
And then they brought it back.
Let's see.
They did bring them back.
I guess. Are we just going off how you personally feel? Or are we going off of history too?
I'm just going off how you personally feel.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I love Cooper, but I'm watching Pepe in.
See, like, because and Ferb, I did like how they, you know, you'd be like, what the heck they building and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and all that. But at the same time, it did get kind of formulaic, you know, like to where is they build some, Kenneth try to snitch, you know, Perry, you know, it's like it's the same repetitive thing, you know, where like after a while you're like, huh, you know, I see what's coming now. I mean, I still best, you know, don't get me wrong, but it's
I'm on to you.
So, I might go Pepper Ann though.
Yeah, cause it goes back, like you said, Foo. Like if I watch Pepper Ann now,
I would,
as an adult, where with Phineas and Ferb, I can see why I liked it as a kid.
Yeah.
I might pass it now as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
like, okay, you got me. Yeah, that breakdown, you got me.
Like, you still don't know it's this nigga, bro.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Like, nah,
you really a genius for real.
Right.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie though, they did him dirty though by his birthday. I'm sorry, they got pulled up for my boy. Like, nobody should have. That's his mama.
All right, so
Pepper Ann?
Yeah,
Pepper Ann.
All right, so Lilo and Stitch versus.
I know they're gonna tell
me
shit now.
They're gonna hate us.
But go ahead, what is it now?
Lilo and Stitch versus Timon and Pumbaa.
Interesting. Hey. But this is the TV show.
I love the Motherlands, but man, I'm like,
Lilo and Stitch was golden. I'm Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch. Got to go with that. I was about to say, even though I like Timon and Pumbaa and the Lion King and everything else, but I kind of like Lilo and Stitch better.
I mean, like, the Timon and Pumbaa show is good, but like, then you got, you know, you got the Lion King. It's like, you would rather see the Lion King, you know?
Exactly.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Like, Lilo and Stitch is like really a continuation in the movie.
Yeah, because they're trying to find all the stuff that got freed in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
So, yeah. Like you said, they make you want to watch the actual movie.
Right.
So, I'm going to go with Lilo and Stitch.
All right.
Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch. Mm-hmm. Here go the Marvels. Darkwing Duck versus Dave the Barbarian.
I'm sorry, Darkwing Duck for me.
You didn't stay up watching Dave the Barbarian late at night.
Sorry, not me. But Darkwing Duck for me.
12 a.m. I was waiting for it.
Hold on, man. I was watching
this. This is a tough.
That's tough, though, but Darkwing Duck for me, period.
Like, I respect it.
Like,
but that's tough.
It is. It is. Yes, it is. It's very tough, though.
They could have put the two duck shows against each other. Like,
That would have been dope.
Nah, that would have been dope. Yeah, to see what everybody was.
Darkwing Duck.
But more likely, I bet you DuckTales would have won.
DuckTales
definitely
won that.
Oh yeah, DuckTales definitely won.
So when we think about Darkwing Duck, let's think about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about the fucking theme song.
Yeah, let the theme song go. I got to tell myself that.
Me too. I'm like, what else do I remember from the show?
Oh, man.
Like, legit.
I remember
for me,
him.
Let's see.
Pretending like
the vehicle. I remember the vehicle too.
Yeah, the car.
Yeah, the vehicles, but it reminds me, like I said, it's another version of
some
Batman.
Okay,
another version of it.
I try to say that is another
another version.
But other than that, I
don't remember nothing. I'm behind.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we get clouded by that theme song.
Oh shit! But the theme song is awesome.
The theme song is good though.
I like it so much though because first of all, he has a counterpart which is called Negaduck. You know, that's his counterpart. I was like, okay.
I'm choosing Dave the Barbarian just off of that. You shouldn't even mind that. Dave the Barbarian.
Hold on. You did say negative, right? Nega.
Like Nega Duck. Yeah, that's what he called. Like, he's a negative version of him. Right.
Dave the Barbarian.
But I like Dave the
Barbarian. You think they slick?
I like Dave because it's just a family of like.
It like, is.
Mm. They a dysfunctional family, bro. Like the big dude. The big dude, he supposed to be this big, strong dude, but he's scared of everything.
Like, right. His sister, oh, like, bro.
His little sister, she vicious. She be going to fight everybody, bro. And
she reminded me of them kindergartens from Recess.
Bro, yes.
Okay.
Ready at all time.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, Dave the Barbarian.
I remember the oldest sister, she was real, like, preppy. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. That family just messed up. But they were funny. That's my opinion.
I gotta go with them because that was like an era when they had that with what was that? Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Era.
I gotta go with Dave because that was an era.
They was on a run. They was on a run.
She was mean, man.
Hey, all for it, guys. All for it. Yeah.
Now, like I said, now we're just going off the theme song.
Yeah, all day.
I mean, listen, that could be another episode idea in the future. Yeah.
Hey, I'm down for it. I'm down for that.
Right, so theme songs for Disney.
All right, I'm moving.
The Barbarians moving forward. I don't know why they did this and pissed me off.
This bullshit.
Did that say Goof?
Buzz Lightyear of Star Command versus Goof.
This is the opposite of what we just said about Timon and Pumbaa.
Right.
Because Buzz Lightyear was like his own, like you want to just watch that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that whole squad.
His squad was dope too.
Yes.
I was hoping they showed up in the movies. Trying to do for years,
bro. I was hoping they showed up in the movies. I was like, Goof
Troop. Why they do this?
Let's break it down again.
Again, Goof Troop.
What do we remember? Besides the theme song, Pete's wife is fine.
I know more about Buzz Lightyear.
Preach! I definitely was on, but that nigga Buzz said preach.
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. Buzz Lightyear is like it's. I mean, it helped me come up with the title Blurred Beyond. I'm just saying, Infinity and Beyond. I'm just saying,
Buzz Lightyear is.
I'm choosing Buzz Lightyear.
Definitely, yeah,
though. He's a space ranger.
Me and my sister had a tape where it was like a special episode with his it's like his friend who was part of their group, a part of the their. But they thought he died, and then he betrayed them and stuff like. Mm-hmm. And then it hit Buzz hard because Buzz was like, "What?" Because they were close, they were a duo. That's always stuck in my head because, like, he always, every time Buzz thought about him, he's like, dang, I failed him and all that, you know? Like, I wish I could have saved him. So, you know, you see that side of Buzz, you know, like when he's vulnerable. So, like, that just stuck with
the show. I was about to say, that's like he's feeling his guilt, actually.
The show was really genius.
And then when he see he was alive, he was hurt, bro.
To infinity, my nigga.
He
was really genius, bro, because it was everything.
This man got to infinity.
Like, man, they was able to come up with that, like its own, like that's really genius.
Yeah. John was fire, bro.
To actually see him in action, bro, like it do hit different.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna watch the Goofy movie before Goof Troop, so.
Yeah, but I know Goof Troop more than
Goof
I know
Buzz, is a hit.
The Buzz Lightyear. In all honesty,
I say one thing.
I ain't mad at
it. One thing I like about the Goof Troop is, cause you know you see Max as he aged, so this is like when he kid, you can see him interact, you know, like with everybody and his dad and stuff.
Yep,
his wife is fine.
So
she was.
I don't know how Goofy be doing it, man.
I don't know how you do it too, to know, but Jesus Christ.
Coming to his house. Woo! She kept coming to his house.
She did. Hey, so, I knew he was a single parent.
Hey, Goofy, bro.
All right, he got it. Hey,
Buzz Lightyear.
It had to go Buzz Lightyear right now. Unfortunately, but my vote still goes to Goof Troop though. But I'll go Buzz Lightyear.
Well, I'm glad it did get. I'm glad it did get a vote.
Because it deserves a vote at least. So Goof Troop for me on that part.
Yeah, if it was openings, Goof Troop got it.
Oh yeah,
Goof Troop got it.
No question. I don't even remember how Buzz Lightyear came on.
It was just an instrumental, if anything.
Yeah, I don't even remember that shit.
But they had going through the ships and
That's
I couldn't tell you.
All right. Oh, this is I don't even remember that second one, but I remember this first one.
Bonkers.
Gravity Falls.
Yeah, Gravity Falls all day. That's a good ass show.
First was it Bonkers?
Bonkers.
I don't know.
Is it Bonkers?
Yeah, I thought it was Bonkers. But yeah,
this is an old show.
Y'all gonna say ain't that an old show?
Why he look like Chester Cheetah, bro?
Disney was on some drugs when they made that.
Oh, that's who it is. That's what I was thinking of. I was like, oh
yeah, hey, he a cop.
Yeah, oh, wait. Yeah, he's a cop.
Get him out of here.
I've seen that before.
I never seen this. Right. And if I have, it's deep in my.
Oh, I know Bonkers.
I promise you, I be knowing
these niggas and don't be knowing that I know these niggas.
I feel like I've seen them before, but I just can't.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. It only had one season.
It was almost like Animaniacs, I guess.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
It was funny, though. But I'm shooting Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls story just.
Gravity Falls. That's it.
They used to have some jokes in that motherfucker.
All the time.
Like, wait a minute now, that you ain't supposed to be saying that. You ain't supposed to be saying that.
Yeah. All right. So, Gravity Falls moving forward.
Yep.
House of Mouse versus DuckTales.
Now, I'm not going based on theme or anything like that. I like the show in general itself. Period.
Yeah, this DuckTales all the way. You remember DuckTales? You remember watching DuckTales?
Right. So many adventures.
Now I remember the movies. I had the movies.
Yeah, the movies.
They had to go on an adventure with Scrooge McDuck. I had them just for VHS tape, so that's why I remember House of Mouse.
Same.
I remember the House of Villains more. I remember the House of Villains more. I do too.
Like, I remember House of Villains more.
The reason why I picked them because like I just like how the whole like cartoons just set up to where it's like all the characters come together and watch their screenplays and you know the stuff they did. Mm-hmm. You know?
Made it real.
Yeah. It just feel like a you watch a Grammys or something with the cartoon. Yeah. Character, yeah. That's why I like it.
Yeah. Man, shit, like he was raised in the room.
Yeah, literally.
Mm. If it was going against something else, then yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Me. But
DuckTales, dude. especially
where
that song hits.
Big City Greens versus Proud Family.
Is it the worm? I think they two country dudes going to the city. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that one, but yeah.
Because I never.
So they couldn't have put Chip and Dale versus Tailspin or something?
Family. Basically, Proud Family going forward.
Proud Family is definitely going forward.
So the last one is Chip and Dale versus Star.
Versus Evil. It's a real popular show.
Yeah, I've seen some of it.
I'm choosing Chip and Dale
because like that's an OG. That's an OG by itself, really.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Give me that chip.
Chip and Dale definitely that game. Oh no, sorry, not that game.
You know they let the fly steal the female chipmunk.
Zipper.
Yeah, I was like, that's crazy. I was like, what? All right, whatever. But yeah, Chip and Dale moving forward. Okay, do y'all want to go back up or just go straight back over?
We'll straight back over.
So it's Kim Possible against Fillmore.
Fillmore, okay. I got Kim Possible.
I got Kim Possible.
Miss Kim Possible.
Yeah.
Big Kim.
We did Super Monkey Team Hyperforce Go
versus
Yin Yang Yo. I'm going Super Monkey Team Hyperforce.
Super Monkey, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. All right. Recess versus the Gummy Bears.
Recess.
That's one thing we kept from their bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah, Recess. There's Recess all
over. It's probably going to be Recess over Gummy Bears, I think. In all honesty, I think that's what's going to be.
Yeah.
Hey, new kid.
All right. Emperor's New School versus Gargoyles.
Gargoyles
for me. Probably Gargoyles over New School. Probably Gargoyles over New School.
All right, boom. Speed. This one speed right
that now. Was easy.
Yeah, it was.
Pepper Ann versus Lilo and Stitch. Oh, baby.
Okay.
Now we got to slow down.
Right. Now we got to slow down a little bit.
I just really like how they did Lilo and Stitch, how they just kept finding niggas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they did movies. It's still
the most popular out of pretty much majority of their movies that they created thus far. But
So we got to break it down again with Pepper Ann. What do we remember about Pepper Ann?
Let's see. What's that one?
I didn't know they just get into random stuff.
What's that one
episode?
I like the teenage shit.
That's what I liked about it too. Like, it's like teenagers just doing stuff that like.
She had one episode where she didn't want to go trick or treating because she thought she, you know, was too old
for her. Yeah, to do it anymore and all that stuff.
In his costumes and shit.
Yeah,
that dude.
Like nobody don't care. It's just for Halloween. Enjoy it.
Yeah,
just doing stuff with the homies.
Yeah,
I do like Lilo and Stitch, you know, because
that's so tough.
I gotta say
Lilo and Stitch as well. I mean, that's it's too good.
I watched it too much, man.
Same.
But,
they had a good video game too.
Don't forget the crossovers. Come on, now.
Yeah, especially crossovers, especially in Kingdom Hearts.
And,
so,
and mind you, Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch for sure.
So, I love you, Pepper Ann. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'll have to go with that.
Dave the Barbarian versus Buzz Lightyear.
I probably pick Buzz Lightyear.
I have to go with Buzz Lightyear.
I'm telling you.
That's going to be a good battle right there, boy.
It is. Let's see what the group of this is going to say whenever they get there.
Yeah, I'm actually curious.
Gravity Falls.
I'm gonna go with DuckTales.
DuckTales for me too. DuckTales.
I love Gravity Falls, but I love DuckTales.
I gotta pick Gravity Falls.
I still wanna buy that book, bro.
The reason why I picked Gravity Falls, bro, is because like that the twist, bro. Like when you
this time we flip a coin.
We might have to flip a coin on that one. Yeah.
That twist got me, bro.
Somebody go to their browser, please, and do the coin flip. Coin flip. Gravity Falls is heads. DuckTales is tails.
You already got it.
Nah, I'm just saying.
No, Michael. I think Michael pulling up.
Oh, you got it, Michael?
I'm working on it. No, it's just me.
Okay. All right.
But both are exceptionally well shows.
I'm telling you.
When you got to do a damn coin flip.
Alrighty then. Let's see here. Okay, so let me see. Let me do this.
I remember they had that tree. This nigga here.
Okay. All right then. Let me get the permission real quick. All right. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me see.
Princess tonight.
Are we?
You said probably eating after this thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure.
I don't know. I just got my car stuff dealt with.
This nigga say he can't eat. Oh, my
gosh, that's so crazy.
It be like that sometimes. It's like, nigga, I gotta drive. I can't eat.
Y'all fucking retarded. Okay, so all right, so are we ready? I'm about to say, you said heads is Gravity Falls and tails is. All right, here we go. All right, let's flip it. Let's see what. And it's heads.
Damn. Gravity Falls, baby.
Gravity Falls moves. All right.
Shabba. Shabba Ranks.
I'm mad at it. Because
I'm
telling
they got that. Gravity Falls at Walmart. Yeah.
Right,
it's,
Gravity Falls wins.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at that book. I picked it up. Brad, I said it's just like the show.
Don't worry about it. DuckTales got our vote, man.
It's all right.
They got my spiritual
vote. Yeah, they got a spiritual vote for me.
They got a spiritual vote.
It falls hard. It falls hard.
All right, so
Rescue Heroes or Rescue Rangers? Yeah,
Rescue Rangers. Yeah, Rescue Rangers.
Versus, oh, well, Proud Family versus Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Proud Family.
Probably Proud Family.
I mean, I love Chippendale. They had good movies.
Proud Family. Yeah, probably Proud Family. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, but I do love me some Chippendale, though. But yeah, but.
No, I know, right? It's just like, you'd be like, God dang.
Yeah, but Proud Family. But Proud Family.
Right. Kim Possible. Impossible versus
Super Robot. Say.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What was it? Robot Team Hunger Force? Super Robot Team Hunger Force? Yeah. Impossible versus
Super Robot Team
Hyper Force. I don't know, man.
It's not, you thinking.
You think about food right now, is what it is.
Aqua Team.
Yeah. Oh, Aqua Force. Okay,
but yeah, man.
Hey, we need to find a bracket for adult cartoons too.
Hell yeah!
That'd be deep.
All right, so which y'all think is Impossible or Super Robot Team?
I'm going with my boy Chiro, man. Super Robot. I love Kim Possible, but when that came on, bruh, I was glued to TV, man. I was right there, sit down my butt. Face like that.
I'm not.
You know, people try to talk to you.
Kim Possible had some good movies too, though. But
yeah, but I'm going with Kim Possible.
Got Kim Possible though.
How are you doing? The
coin flip.
Another game.
Another coin flip.
All right, Kim Possible was tails. Super Robot, Hyper Force was heads. Let's just say all that. Right. Then.
Okay.
Hold on,
man. My boy Chiro had them gorilla powers, bro. Like,
he did.
Niggas was not playing, but Kim Possible, man.
Yeah. All right. Remember, Kim Possible's tails and Super Robot Hyper Force's heads.
Come on, let's get it. Come on,
let's go. We have people.
Come on. Yeah.
That's crazy. Kim Possible is a good show,
though.
Yeah. Kim Possible is a good show, though.
Hey, Chico had a lot of people choke holes, man.
They look at the one of this one, dog.
Right. But I'm pretty sure Kim Possible is going to make it to the finals. I'm pretty sure she is. So, but we'll see how that goes.
In our hearts, man. Recess. What was it?
And Gargles.
Yeah, Gargles. Recess versus Gargles. Oh.
Ooh. If I bet you 9 times out of 10, I bet you it might be Recess that's gonna make it.
I'm about to say, man, I got Recess. I can't.
I'm pretty sure Recess is probably gonna make it.
I just like how they got the hierarchy in Recess.
It's a kid show. Then though, look at them getting all the mischief and everything else and whatnot. People are gonna relate to that a lot.
Everybody got their own cliques. Like, bro.
Yeah. So and I'm pretty sure Recess is going to take over to make it to the semifinals. So, yeah.
And then the movie they had,
make it to the you know what I mean.
Yeah. Recess.
It's probably going to have to be Recess.
Recess, man.
I don't even got to vote then.
It's nostalgia.
I'm just saying, like it's just going to be Recess. There's no doubt about it.
When you was a kid, bro, and you watching this and they make you think
about right.
Like, bro.
That was actually when Disney Plus started. That was the first cartoon I watched because the first thing I watched was Smart Guy, but the cartoon was Recess. Oh, okay. It's Recess, dog.
Mm-hmm. All right. So on this side is gonna be Super Robot Team Hunger Force Go. Oh, Hyper Force Go versus Recess. All right, so now we're back.
I don't know, he might be hungry. I don't know.
Get the bell, man. what did we say? So Lilo and Stitch versus Buzz Lightyear.
Uh-huh.
Let's say Queen
I got Lilo and Stitch. Yeah, I'm
sorry. I know Ohana is family, but I got Buzz.
Yeah, I got Lilo.
Oh, that's Stitch, one and one. What you say, Pooh?
Man, Ohana, bro.
Can we need to do a coin flip again?
Yeah, do a coin flip.
All right, you come bust my man. All right, he's some good ass show. I want to go back and watch these bitches, dog.
Yeah, right.
Are these because I know everything on Disney Plus?
Okay. So, so you want Buzz Lightyear to be heads and Lilo? What's it?
Yeah, Lilo and
Stitch. Stitch's tails.
Come on, he's trying to switch it because heads going up like three times.
Yeah, I was like, tail. Dang, he messed it up. What you say? What you think, Josh?
What you think? You think it's gonna
change? Yeah, what you think? You gonna change?
Rock paper scissors.
Rock paper scissors.
Who? Somebody put their hand up.
For like what are we doing for our peers?
To see which is which.
To see which one you pick. To see if you would pick tails or heads.
Yeah.
Oh, good, Michael. All right.
Yeah, man. All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Is that Peggy?
So what do you want it? So what you want it to be?
We said Buzz gonna be heads and Lilo is tails.
Okay.
It's gonna be tails now. What?
All right. Let's see it. Let's see.
Oh my God! Heads again. Let's go.
No. Flip it.
So we're doing 2 out of 3 is what we're doing.
We haven't been doing it.
Let's go, Buzz.
Buzz Lightyear.
I ain't mad at it though.
Gravity Falls against the Proud Family.
Proud Family. Sorry, this Proud Family. Automatic. Boom. That's it. No discussion asked.
Yeah, I gotta go Gravity Falls.
Yeah, I'm going Proud Family.
Damn, fool, what the fuck, man? I love Proud Family. I do, but. I also love mysteries, and Gravity Falls is a mystery show. So it's like,
we got to flip a coin again.
Jesus Christ.
I do love mysteries.
Just for the views.
Just
for the views, man. We got
y'all remember the episode when nigga was teaching her how to steal music?
Listen. 15 Cent when BBCC got older.
Just keep it going, man. I remember all of it. All right, so what you say?
All right, this time, Gravity Falls got to be heads. Just to keep it fair.
Okay, all right.
It's about to be tails.
Let's see.
Come on, let me get that tails. Give me that tails.
He picked that, Joe. He knew it.
I promise you. I thought it was going to be heads again, though.
No.
Come on, Proud Family. Finally.
Proud Family moves on.
We going all the way to the championship. All
right, so now it's...
So now we got Kim Possible versus... What was it?
Recess.
Recess versus...
Super Robot
Team Hyperforce Go versus Recess. I say Recess.
I say Recess.
Well, that's 3.
Yeah, I got it.
Recess. Yeah.
Recess
for sure.
Recess.
All right.
Recess in the finals?
Yes, that's the finals.
Buzz Lightyear, Star Command versus
Proud Family.
I got Proud Family.
I gotta go with Proud Family.
I'm choosing. All right.
I got Proud Family.
There it is.
Damn.
Anyway,
it's gonna be a good finals, nigga.
Yep, gonna be a good one. So now we got Recess versus Proud Family.
Yes.
Now this is gonna be a battle. I ain't gonna lie. This is a battle.
You gotta break everything and break it down.
Damn, that's tough.
You got the mischievous kids versus a family building. So what we got here? Let's see.
Yes, my kid. They both got kind of kids.
They got pretty much, pretty much. So I'm just like, do you think they'll go with the more mischievous kids, where they just get into trouble and all?
Who's winning the kickball game?
hey, low key, because they had an episode like that, and the grossers stole the damn base.
Gus.
Oh my god. Gus, oh my god.
Oh yeah, Gus was lethal with that shit, won't he?
Yeah. I ain't, man, I got Recess in me. Cause listen. Like you got Gus, the big guy. He's shy and all that, but he brave, man. Splinelli, Shrug, Griffin, his name Phil? What's the black guy name? Vincent.
Yeah,
TJ and TJ. It's like I just like they squad, bro. And then like
they both had good movies.
And they had some really good episodes, bro.
Like they always there for each other too. Like, but then you got Proud Family. You know, it's about family. It's like family for life.
Cutting your TV on right now.
That's which tight.
You watching? So you cutting your TV on right now. What are you watching out of those two?
That's tough. Because I watch both of them on YouTube when they weren't supposed to be up there.
Live marathons.
Something.
What you think, Michael?
I ain't normally a gambling man, but I go all in on Recess, man.
What you think, Michael?
Proud Family for me.
All right, Josh.
Shit.
When you turn on Disney Plus, you said you watch Recess.
Hey, you said you watch it. So,
no, Proud Family won't up there yet when it first started. Because they waited for some reason. I don't know why, but they made us wait for Proud Family.
Hey, do this count for the new season too, or just the old?
Nah, fuck that. It's just this dude.
It's in there.
That's a whole other
I would say that new season won't no hit, really. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I just ain't watch it enough to even know, you know.
The first episodes were good to me, and then I was like, nah, I didn't hit it.
All right. Okay.
Is it about family or homies? Which one you picking? Family or
like you crazy. Said, Recess. Do like because you got the original squad, but then you got the Spinellis, not Spinellis.
The Ashleys.
Spinelli was Ashley too. Ashleys, then you got the kindergartners. King Bob was cool. Listen, as fuck.
You got the dude who selling phones and stuff. He sell anything.
He
was
selling phones.
Like what you got?
They was really they had
snitched on everybody. Like everybody had their own. Like role play,
but Proud Fam, they got the chain triplets.
Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, shit, dog. I really.
It's tough, ain't it? It really is tough.
Yeah, Poppy.
Bro, like, oh shit! That's funny.
I'm a
that is tough though.
This, oh my god, I can't choose, bro. I really
you got to.
Do you want to flip a coin for it, then?
Listen, I picked Recess for that reason, man. Just cause.
So what did y'all say?
No, he hasn't decided yet, though. He's having really a hard time deciding which one he wants.
Black card not going to get taken if you don't say, like I said,
a flip a coin.
They got black people in Recess, too, man. Your black card ain't going to get taken.
in recess. This all happened in recess. Like mm-hmm. they really got a whole system.
They're begging for recess to be brought back, bro.
That'd be funny.
That would be.
See, I will include a movie though, because like I like how the movie kind of breaks. See, the movie, the thing, this is why I like the movie. This is why I like the movie. The movie breaks down what they build up. You know how in the show they were all close to stuff. In the movie, yeah. they had to go their separate ways. So it's like they all, you know, TJ had to live with that for a while. And then when they came back, it hit so much harder.
Legit.
Like, God, bro. And they didn't believe him when they tried to take over school. I mean, freeze the earth. But then you do got problem with the peanuts, so.
All right. I'ma go with recess.
Hey. All
right, no sentence. All right.
Damn, bro.
That's rough, ain't it? I know it's rough.
The recess hits, bro.
But recess probably does hit more.
I wish I was on. Listen, I wish I like that was.
I wish I was on freaking recess. Because I was on there, bro. I was on recess, actually.
They play Garen be so lit, bro.
I'm the last one. So it's two against one so far.
So, what you got, man?
Man, gotta make it interesting, man. Gotta go recess.
Recess.
Yeah.
They earned it.
Yeah.
More likely,
recess. That hurt my feelings. Bro, that was tough.
I told you that shit's tough, man. That's hard.
Almost, cause I ain't gonna lie, part of me almost switched and I thought about the Proud Family movie. And I'm like, nah, but this ain't about movies though.
Nah, it's not.
Like,
this TV show.
Dang, that's tough.
That is hard, though. I ain't gonna lie, though. That's kind of tough.
I was heavy on Proud, man.
Last couple rounds,
it's all good, man. Yeah, you had them good coin tosses in there.
It's funny, like Johnson, he betrays. But like I said, though,
I'm actually curious to see what the group does. You know, wherever they're supposed to say. I'm curious to see what the group will say.
Don't cry, Josh.
Are you talking about on the Black Space Rangers?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the group will say, what they will choose.
Some of them jumpers is fake. They didn't say happy birthday.
They straight. They ain't got to. I'm just happy. Listen, as long as I heard one, I was good for the rest of the day.
Amen. Amen to that. At least somebody thought about me.
I want y'all to comment whether you're on the group or they ain't YouTube. You know, what was you pick for the finals, bro? For real. Because, man, this was tough.
All them OG shows, too.
Not because of the theme songs.
Right.
That'd be another ideal.
We'll see.
We were talking about March birthdays, I'm probably going to get a bad pick if I don't say this. So I guess my future wife probably her birthday was Tuesday, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
Her daughter's birthday is today, so
damn.
March is crazy, boy.
Right together. That's
how my aunt and uncle is, and they married, and like one of them is the second, the other one's like the seventh. It's like they're not too that. You know, far apart. It's like it's like a thing. It's like I call my aunt and they call me and I call my uncle. It's like a
back and forth. I met this one couple, their birthday was the same day. I said, dang.
Wow, that's rare. That's very rare actually.
Yeah, the same day at the same time.
That's crazy though. I don't think I've ever seen
same money like that though.
Like happy birthday to you and yours.
Right. Especially at the same damn day.
Heck no.
They both be jealous of gifts. Make sure y'all check out our Facebook group, the Black Space Rangers. Check us out on YouTube, Learn Beyond, iPads, Space Ranger Gaming. We've been getting some more subscribers, so check us out. I mean, I started playing Rocket League. I don't know about these guys.
I've been playing Rocket League.
Okay. Shut up, Red Ranger. I guess we need to play Fall Guys too. We try to get some free games in there. When it's a game that we all want to play. It was supposed to be Baldur's Gate, but I didn't buy it. I don't want to hear no booze. Yeah, I guess when the next game come out, that's multiplayer or whatever, we choose to get it as a group to play it. I'll hold me to it because I said it on the episode. Just check on the Blurred Beyond podcast on all platforms. Make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube, of course, and comment your favorite episode, comment your favorite question of the day.
Do that.
Yeah. Well, always remember,
go beyond.